Hello, listeners. It's Jose, a.k.a. The Region Nerd, and we're recording in the lovely studios of Lakeshore Public Media to bring you the latest discussion on everything pop culture, from Comic-Cons to drag shows, horror movies to hip-hop, and everything in between. Take a break from politics and hang out with us right here on Region Nerd Alert. Adam West to Robert Pattinson, Cesar Romero to Joaquin Phoenix, the Batman franchise has created some recurring and some would say overdone roles. With about 6 Batmen going on 7 and 4 Jokers going on 5, is the public and the illustrious fanboys and girls of DC getting sick of the Dark Knight? Today we discuss on Region Nerd Alert. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Doing all right.
Nice, nice.
All right, all right, all right.
Anything new happening with you guys? Anything worth mentioning?
I just got into Magic.
Oh.
I'm doing another cosplay.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Money just got promoted.
Oh,
money congrats. Down the drain.
Trying to one-up each other over here. I just got into the magic. Anyways, what deck you building?
Oh, Christ. working on my black deck now.
Ah,
yeah.
Nice. Mono deck?
Yeah, black mono deck. I got the green and red one, and then my black mono deck was kind of garbage, and then I went and spent $45 extra before I spent the other $67.
$45 on top of the initial
on top of the initial 60 after the 50 after that.
Magic, it is expensive game.
Yeah. 70 to 1.
Yeah, ooh, I'm yes. in. Yeah, I just started, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
I'm already in the hole about $200. So,
about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like me and Skylar said, after that initial like buying period where you're just addicted, mm-hmm. It'll start plateauing.
It simmers down where you finally like can start building multiple decks with everything that you got, and it's like playable.
You're not
winning tournaments with it, but it's playable.
Yeah.
One of the creatures I have is a bat, which we could use as a segue.
Oh, one of the creatures was a bat. What was it? The Botaceous
nice.
Bat.
Yeah. Nice segue.
Death Touch Flying.
Nice.
But anyways, that was not a nice segue.
It was a nice segue. Batman. It was a perfect segue from Magic. It's not a Magic.
If the card was called Bat, then yes. I summon Bat.
Bat. Someone's actually Batman.
Followed by Man.
Anyways, I am Joey Nerd Alert, aka Joey Rodriguez, aka that was my last name, and to my left we have Mr. Skyler.
Skyler,
aka you can do that.
No, Fat Low End.
Fat Low End.
It me.
Fat Low End. Also, Olatho.
Olatho, Fat Low End. Still on
SoundCloud.
I was going to say Spotify, but YouTube. Not Spotify.
I was going to say a couple weeks ago we had Mr. Olatho on talking about his music. And you guys can check that out on the Lakeshore Public Radio page.
I listened to that at work today.
Just go to programs, then down to A to Z. Then look for Region Nerd Alert, and then boom.
That's
there
in
you
the
are.
R's.
Yep.
See, yeah.
That was a good segue, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Wow. Just wait. I'll remember
away.
This moment.
Nice plug.
Plug talk. Anyways, from the left to of Skyler, we have...
It's your boy, Thick Boy.
Thick Boy. 3 C's, 4?
3 C's, 3 I's, everywhere. Instagram, Twitter.
And you have a photography
Singularity
as well?
Photography.
Singularity Photography.
Check
and that's
on
Facebook?
That's on Instagram. It's on Facebook, too, but Facebook's kind of trash when it comes to photography pages.
Okay.
So yeah. I do nerd photo shoots.
Nice, nice, nice. And Miss Heather over here.
Yeah, hey. I'm Deli Hams with 1 S on Twitter and Deli Hams with 2 S's on Instagram.
Oh, man. I bet if you type in that second S on Instagram, it's not going
to
pop up.
It will lead you to
or
weird
Twitter.
Places.
I don't know what... At least to Twitter.
Deli Ham is already taken.
It is already taken. I'm mad. I tried Deli Bean, Ghirardelli, and all my other ones, and they're all taken. So
nice, nice. So to start things off, how are you? Okay, check. So today's topic is something that's kind of a hot topic at the moment, being June 5th, 2019. We're having another Batman, and we just had another Batman, like... I don't know how many years ago for did he actually have a standalone Batman movie?
Who?
No.
Oh,
no,
Ben
he
Affleck?
Didn't.
No.
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
No.
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 So he was just in what, Batman versus Superman?
Yep.
And Justice League.
And Justice League. Yep. And he didn't have a standalone.
No, he didn't.
I didn't see either of those.
You're not missing much, don't worry.
I also didn't see
either. I figured I wasn't missing much, was why
that
I didn't
whole
see it.
Team is gone, basically, except for Aquaman and Wonder Woman.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I just wanted to start things off going around the horn. The horn being this circle we have here.
Mm-hmm. More of a square.
Nice, good square.
Rhombus. Four-sided rhombus.
Definitely a rhombus.
But anyways, I just wanted to say, what's your favorite Batman? And not only Batman, we're talking about Jokers as well. Because there's been many Jokers. As you heard in the intro, there's been four Jokers going on a fifth one. So we're not only having a new Batman, we're having a new Joker. And I think in a lot of places, Jokers are more important. But anyways, we're going to discuss that. Let's start reverse order of when we came of introductions. So, Miss Heather,
first.
Favorite Joker, favorite Batman?
Favorite Joker, favorite just TV, comic book, or movie? Like, what's the criteria?
I'm mostly talking about movies. And then you can also give, you know, like a bonus answer.
Okay.
Like,
My favorite movie, Batman, would probably be Christian Bale.
Okay.
With, like, the old ones, mostly because they're cheesy. Like, they're good cheesy movies. I still like watching them and all that.
Right.
I haven't watched them in a while, so I can't for sure say that they're my favorite. I don't want my memory to betray me. So, my favorite Joker would also
be Christopher Nolan's universe, or?
I'm kind of torn, because I really like the campiness of, what's his name?
Nicholson?
Nicholson, yeah. Of Nicholson. Because I remember him. Specifically, I remember him.
He was a fantastic Joker.
I really like him, but I also really like Heath Ledger's Joker, yeah.
Both fantastic Jokers, but also both really different Jokers.
Yes.
Drastically different.
Drastically different. The campiness of, like, the older, like, before it got really dark, and, like, Dark Knight and Grimdark, and then also, like, I mean, the Grimdark Batman that we know and love.
We'll get into it later, but that's one of the reasons why I'm excited for the new Joker, is because of the
Joaquin Phoenix,
the differentness of the actors. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and you said your favorite Joker, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have some more notes, but I guess I'll hold them off.
Okay, say other Batman nods and stuff.
Favorite, but I guess my favorite Joker would actually be the Joker from the video game. But since you're actually talking about the movies, would be the Joker from, like, Arkham Knight and Arkham Asylum and all those.
Now, does Mark Hamill doesn't voice them, does he?
Yes, he does.
He does.
Does he?
Yep.
Yes.
I was going to say, I feel like whenever this conversation of, like, best Jokers comes up, I feel like I have to mention Mark Hamill, because
he is the voice of Joker.
When I hear 100%. When I hear the Joker's voice in my head, I hear Mark Hamill.
Yeah, same.
When I think of the Joker, I honestly think of animated Joker bass.
Yeah.
Amazing Joker, amazing portrayal. And Mr. Mike,
obviously Christian Bale is a great Batman, but I personally like George Clooney.
Okay.
Because I hold the 97, I hold Batman and Robin and Batman Forever, though I hold those movies near and dear to my heart because they're ridiculous.
So you're saying you hold it on to your close forever?
Yeah, I do. And because of bat nips.
I was just going to say.
The bat nips is the best thing in the world.
Joker designed that.
They deserve.
They need all the money.
They do.
They knew what they were doing when they designed that.
They do.
Perfectly engineered.
Actually, I don't know if you guys knew, but the nips were there because George Clooney has abnormally large ones, and it kept hurting him, so they had to count.
That's factual.
For the bat.
Is
the
this
bat
factual?
Suit. No.
Okay. I was like, you might want to.
I feel like I can't lie on NPR.
You had me reeling. <Yeah. laughs> You were reeling me in on that one.
I was like, wait, let me double check this. Where's my phone?
How are we going to account for his just large nipple?
Anyways, I like the animated series Batman. Like the old school one, 90s one.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Just because I really like. Like, I like the psychopath rendition of Joker, but I love the campy Joker so much. The one with the giant gun that says bang, the chattering teeth that explode, the giant boxes filled with poison that are, like, neon purple and green. I love that so much. That is my bag.
And what I love about the animated series is that they took the campy, but they also spun it dark, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not just, like, wacky clown. Like, it's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. No, he's, clown. Like, he's a complete goofball, but he's still somebody that, like, you know deep down inside will just turn a room to pitch black darkness and ruin everybody's lives
definitely,
in an instant.
Definitely.
It's amazing.
But let's just go. Mr. Fat.
Mr. Fat. Probably, like, I don't know. I really like everything about the Tim Burton Batmans, whereas, like, Michael Keaton is, like, my favorite Batman, even though he's kind of not very Batman-y. Like, Christian Bale is honestly, like, the best Batman. But, like, so Christian Bale's best Batman, and George Clooney is, like, the best Bruce Wayne.
Michael Keaton or George Clooney?
No, George Clooney is, like, the best Bruce Wayne, because, like, when you see a rich Bruce Wayne, like, George Clooney, like...
George Clooney,
beautiful
yeah.
man,
yeah.
like, rich as hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and his demeanor, like matches it, too.
His demeanor, it fits, like, Bruce Wayne to a T, and then Christian Bale is, like, the entity, like, perfect of Batman and everything. But I love the suit, and I love the car from Michael Keaton's Batman, like...
Like the that big, is, like, spoiler things flapping and stuff?
No, or? That was Val Kilmer's Batman.
Oh.
Where he had the flappy, like, really bright blue, like, mm-hmm. the toy. But my childhood would say Val Kilmer was the best Batman.
I was about to say, which one of them had to turn their entire body to turn their head?
Which
most
one was,
of them.
Most of them. I mean, like, there was one yeah. in particular. Like, there was, like, the head and the
Keaton.
Neck. That was Keaton? Keaton? Yeah.
Keaton,
the
his cowl entire
was one
cowl.
Piece.
Yeah.
yeah. They weren't thinking with that suit.
Yeah.
They're like...
Hilarious.
yeah. Val Kilmer's Batman, like, I feel like he's not talked about a lot, but I did enjoy his movies.
Super good.
His movie. Was it movie?
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't he the one where he, like, stands up in the circus and he's like, Harvey, I'm Batman. I was like, you know everyone around you heard that, right?
Isn't like, it, like, in too much disarray so yeah. no one can hear yeah. him? What kills me is he chooses that moment to say it. He's like, if you don't say it, I'm Batman. Oh, no one heard me. I'm Batman.
Harvey,
I'm Batman.
After nobody heard him, he was probably like, oh my God, that was such a weight off my chest.
There should have been like three people in the crowd that like turned and looked at him like, did he just say that?
Did he just say he's Batman?
Bruce Wayne, billionaire?
That was definitely more for Val Kilmer's yeah. Bruce Wayne. Oh, I'm so glad I got that out there.
And then that cheesy smile.
Oh, the I love another. Oh, it's okay. Turned around.
I totally understand.
All this is just making me just remember how Gotham City was in Batman and Robin and Batman Forever. Like,
the city looks super
cool. Black light scene.
The black light, like neon gangs and mm-hmm. how like there's just giant statues everywhere. The whole city makes no sense, but like.
I love that
it's,
aesthetic.
It's absurd.
That nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
Gothic.
Oh,
yeah.
That yeah. nighttime
I mean, look at the comic. It's still absurd.
Yeah, I love it. I love the giant absurd statues.
Speaking of Gothams, I feel like those were definitely my favorite Gothams. Like the Gothams from the 90s.
Yeah.
Like those mm-hmm. were out of this world.
Tim Burton's were like really painted looking, but like yeah. something about the Schumacher like Batmans were just really cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. As opposed to, like, Christopher Nolan's very realistic...
shot in Chicago look.
actual city,
yeah.
Yep.
yeah. Yeah. Granted, I mean, I get it was more realistic considered campy and all that, so...
Oh, definitely. I feel like that definitely, like,
two different
set the mood for a lot
based
of comic book
reality.
Movies after
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like the more realistic comic book hero movies.
Yeah.
But, we'll definitely go back to that, like, our favorite moments of Batman as they come up and... Seal and
Seal's the major part.
That's like one of the best comic book movie soundtrack songs ever.
Ever. The greatest ever.
The only thing that rivals it in my mind, you guys probably 100% disagree, and it's not 100% rival, but the guy from Nickelback, and I think it was the guy from Stain. Who did Hero for that Spider-Man movie.
Ooh, that was good, too.
God. I don't know, because Prince did the entire soundtrack to the first Batman.
That's also a really good...
And that whole soundtrack is amazing.
We were talking about it with my coworkers here that work here, and they said there's an entire vinyl that has it's Prince's OST of freaking Batman.
Yeah. So cool.
You almost can't get better than that, but seal. But anyways, we'll definitely go back to our favorite moments. Let's start to get into more current stuff. Right now, well, I guess we'll start with the newest and then work our way back. Well, not too far back, because I feel like Christopher Nolan's Batman is already classic, and at least in my eyes, like you can critique it still, but it's one of the classic Batman as opposed to whatever else.
At this point, like I feel like it's kind of moved on. Like when people thought of like a thought of Batman, they would either think of like campy Adam West or they think of like the animated series. But now when you say Batman, everybody just instantly goes, "Oh, you mean like Christian Bale's Batman?" Like that's like,
from
that's
that kind to
of
the
like,
90s.
Yeah, that's kind of like where it sits now.
Definitely, definitely. But what was his name? Okay, yeah. So Robert Pattinson. We're not gonna like talk about him, talk behind his back.
Do we know? Do you know him or something?
Well, that's,
yeah, I personally know.
He's
Robert
the dude from Twilight, right?
Yeah, he's the guy from
Twilight.
He is
the dude.
Yeah,
you can say he's the dude from Twilight. I'm gonna say he's the dude from Harry Potter because that's where I love him.
Yeah.
Supposedly he when he got done with Twilight, he did a lot of like indie films and he's really good in them.
I was gonna say,
and that's what I've heard. So.
I've also heard that, and I wish I would have watched some prior to this podcast, but
I didn't have time.
To my knowledge, it is Twilight and Harry Potter and the indie films.
Yeah.
Remember Me was pretty decent.
Yeah,
so I hear.
So, I mean, I'll check it out when
I definitely. Yeah, go on.
Oh, I was gonna say it's people just knowing him from Twilight and going, he's a terrible actor. These are also the same people that. Called what's his name? I feel so bad for not remembering his name. He played the Joker and
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, Heath Ledger. People were saying he wasn't gonna be a good Joker, but that's the best Joker.
Yeah.
I feel like they
like,
say it.
Well, one of the best. I mean,
yeah,
they definitely critique everyone hard.
Yeah,
especially after the Christopher Nolan universe's stuff. Well, before that, they, you know, said their stuff, but Batman Begins was already out, so. They didn't really look too into Christian Bale because, oh, we already seen him as Batman, but Dark Knight was a completely different movie.
Well, I mean, Christian Bale, when he gets into a role, he gets into the role. Like, he loses and gains so much weight for his roles, like in The Machinist. Yeah. He lost, like, 80 pounds. He was just skin and bones.
See, that's another thing about the Christopher Nolan universe Batman is that really set the precedent of, oh, like, these are not just comic book movies. Like, these are... really critically acclaimed, like, works of art that you need to take seriously.
Yeah.
Granted, there has been some not as, you know, serious comic book movies out, you know? Like, Marvel has made such a slew in every genre. Like, it's whatever, but, Christopher Nolan gets his props. But anyways, Robert Pattinson. He's in a lot of indie films. To be honest, I don't think he's, like, that bad of actor. Like, a lot of people are gonna poop on him. For, can I say poop on air? They're going to poo on him.
Just drop the other P and we're good.
For Twilight. And honestly, I thought he was pretty good in Harry Potter.
I think he was pretty good in Harry Potter.
Not saying Harry Potter has like the greatest acting, but like
I think
he's pretty good.
Too also depends on the writing. I mean, actors can only do so much with so many writing unless they're allowed to like totally ad-lib.
Right.
I mean, look at Twilight. I mean, I'm going to be full honest. Like, I loved the books when I was a kid, but I'm also now an adult, and now I look at it and, like, this isn't a good book.
It's intense.
So, like,
teenage.
Yeah, it's a teenage book. So, like, you act what you're given. And if you're given a book and the writer, and, like, you can't ad lib, you can't do anything, then you're kind of stuck to that role. Whereas for Harry Potter, maybe it had, well, I mean, it had better writing here and there. I mean, there's, of course, critiques considering how old the movies are, but. Better writing, better acting, and all that stuff with it. So maybe he just needed better writing and experience.
Yeah, like, just going off what you said, like, writers and actors, like, they're hand in hand. Like, look at Keanu Reeves and John Wick.
Oh, man.
His line, guns. Lots of guns. A six-year-old could have wrote that, but he made it work.
Yeah.
That is true. Keanu's whole demeanor just fits. I feel like he is John Wick.
Yeah.
He lives what he wrote.
Yeah.
He lives Wick.
He lives Wick.
But
anyways.
Speaking of, I would love to see Keanu as a Batman. If we're just throwing anyone like Robert Pattinson out there,
good lord, is that your fan cast? I would cry.
I feel like Keanu.
Is that your fan cast? Is Keanu Reeves?
I haven't really thought about it, but yeah, I'm gonna
say that.
I wouldn't.
I feel like he'd throw it back to the '90s, how those Batman were, but put it in like the newer age of comic book movies. Because Keanu's also been in comic book movies. And I think he fits. Yeah. I think he fits really well.
He's also rumored to be in the new Marvel's Eternal movie coming out.
As a real person? That's not an animated film?
That's not animated. That's a live action film.
I don't see him as Batman. I see him as Deathstroke.
I can see that.
I can see him as a Deathstroke.
Taking that Wick role and like really.
It'd be just John Wick in another costume. Like imagine like what he.
I can see Deathstroke. I mean, of course, generally he would also
like personality. Yeah, personality wise, like they're definitely like
he'd be
a bit different.
I mean, Batman has like a whole slew of villains he can play.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I know like 10 of them.
Scarecrow? Yeah.
I was gonna say when it comes to DC, I am not.
Hi.
Very.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the resident DC fan.
I know Marvel, but when it comes to DC,
I know so much.
But
anyways.
Also, I wanted to say this before like it gets lost. Speaking of like darker like Batman movies and like sort of that campiness, I feel like a good in between of that, speaking of comic book movies, is The Crow. You guys remember The Crow?
Yep.
I've never seen that.
See, I really before like Christopher Nolan's universe, that was like the dark, serious movie. Like it was still campy like the Tim Burton Batmans, but it was more dark, less, I want to say comic booky, I guess. And
wait. The Crow's a comic?
Yeah, The Crow's a comic book, yeah.
Oh, blew my mind right there.
Yeah, I haven't read the comic, but it
Did you know Spawn was a comic book?
I knew Spawn was a comic book.
Yeah.
That was like when I figured out Blade was a comic. I was like, oh my lord.
Yeah.
Blade's owned by Marvel.
Blew my mind. But yeah, I did not know The Crow was a comic.
Yeah, but
that was very dark.
It was a very dark and very serious movie, and it had some dark undertones, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There's a curse behind it, but definitely enjoyed it.
That's another podcast episode.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Cursed movies.
That's another. But, yeah, so Robert Pattinson, I feel, in the media, getting a lot of flack, and I'm not saying it's rightfully so, but compared to other choices that in the past of like Jokers and Batman, I can see why the super fanboys at least would be kind of mad.
Is he like supposed to be a Bruce Wayne Batman, or is
he's kind of Bruce Wayne?
I could see him maybe like being like a Dick Grayson into Batman, or like a Terry Guinness like into Batman.
Well, the issue is that DC's kind of rebooting their whole universe, but they're not rebooting their whole universe. Nobody knows what they're doing except for the people at DC, which to us it looks like they have no idea what they're doing. He signed on for like I think 3 films. But they're solo films. I think 3 films. I don't know for sure. I think he signed on for 3. Don't quote me on that. But they're solo films. But nobody knows if they're going to be included with Shazam and Wonder Woman and Aquaman, because they're being kept. Flash and Cyborg are out.
I saw an interview, too, that said that Ben Affleck was never in the original idea of the Batman for their new like extended universe that they're doing for
DC. I can actually see that too, because
I also hate Flash. Affleck. I'm just going to throw that out there real quick.
I'll continue. I like Affleck, but
I like them with Kevin Smith, but once him and Kevin Smith had a little argument, I don't like them anymore. But anyway, go ahead.
They were obviously showing this in, was it Justice League? Because how old he was getting. Everybody on that crew were young. So, like, at the crew, like, the team. Like, Wonder Woman was young, even though, like, she's the oldest. Superman was young. Like, he's still in his prime. Flash is really young. Like, that's basically Bart Flash for me, not Barry.
Simpson?
Yeah, Bart Simpson. Yeah. Cyborg, he's a new hero. Like, he literally got made in that film. Like, that's his whole origin story is that film. He's the oldest one in that, and he's hinting, like, oh, I'm getting too old. Like, my back hurts. Like, my arms hurt.
I've only just begun, but I'm getting too old.
Yeah, because he's been in the game, obviously, for, like, years and years and years. And, like, he's lost his Robins. Like, there's a picture. Like, there's his Robin costume with Jason, like,
see, that's kind of cool. Like, it sucks that people said that movie sucks, because that kind of sounds cool.
Like,
the premise, at least, sounds really cool.
It had good ideas and good intentions, but in the end, it was written, again, writing too many cooks in the kitchen, I believe. Yeah, director wanted this, writer wanted this, DC wanted this, Warner Brothers wanted this, and it just didn't work out in the end.
Everyone kept saying, Marvel should make the next Batman.
The ultimate betrayal.
For real.
So.
Now, going back to like the, oh God, what is his name? Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Did you know who he beat out for that role?
The guy who played Beast in the
new Nicholas X-Men. Nicholas Holt. Yeah. Nicholas Holt. I really like him as an actor.
I can absolutely see that.
Like the guy from Warm Bodies, he played in The Favorite recently. Freaking killed it.
He's a good looking man, by the way.
Very good looking man.
He's a very good
played
looking
Beast.
Man.
You got a picture pulled up?
Yeah, let me turn around. Kind of looks like you, Skyler.
Well, Skyler's a good looking man.
Not a bad looking guy.
But I think that would have been awesome.
He would have been good too. Like I think they're both good picks.
I think
in
they
general.
Also both need to be beefed up for the role. But
oh yeah, they definitely need to like. But they're supposed to be a younger Batman, so he won't be like super, like at the height of his prime. Like I can take on Deathstroke face to face. I don't care.
The Batman that I can bench 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, like let me go punch Bane in the face with my fist, like kind of thing. So he's supposed to be a young Batman. So that he's actually Robert Pattinson is the youngest Batman to play Batman, youngest person to play Batman. I hope that Holt actually gets another role in the movie because I kind of want to see him in the universe because he's a good actor. I really enjoy seeing him and all that.
I was going to say not the DC universe, but like the Batman universe in general. Like that's a cool universe to see him in. Or
we
as a
know.
Scarecrow. I could see maybe Nicholas Holt playing the Scarecrow.
The Batman solo will be in the DC universe. I don't know. It's driving me nuts.
Wait, what was driving you nuts?
This whole Batman thing not being in continuity, but it is, and whatever.
Too many questions.
Yes. But yeah, riddle me this, Batman. Are you continuity or not?
Jim Carrey.
Speaking of Jim Carrey.
Oh, man, I love him.
I would love to see Jim Carrey bring back his Riddler form, but in the darker universe. Like, not like the campy, like 90s Batman universe, but like in a Christopher Nolan, like dark, gritty universe as the Riddler. I feel like he'd really get into his role. Like,
that would be so cool.
I feel like it'd be too much to ask Jim Carrey to be the Joker because I feel like, I don't know, even though he is like the living Joker incarnate, but a nice guy, I feel like he, I don't know. That'd be too sweet for me.
No, yeah, I don't. It just wouldn't fit, I don't think. I could see him like reprising the Riddler role, like you said.
The Riddler is a
dark it down a lot.
It wouldn't fit, but oh my God, I'd want it. Just the crazy camp next to the super dark emo.
Like, oh yeah, that'd be really good.
That'd be great.
The emo Batman?
Yeah, the emo Batman.
Oh, don't tell me we're getting an emo Batman.
We're not, like, but I'm just saying.
We don't know, because even then, like, they're not going to be at San Diego Comic-Con, so we don't know anything.
I hope Robert Pattinson takes showers.
What?
You didn't hear? He doesn't take showers?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Post Malone doesn't take showers either.
Well, Post Malone took the cake now.
Oh, yeah.
The trophy is in Post's corner.
He's way smellier. I just like calling out people who don't take showers and saying showers.
Showers.
But let's compare.
He doesn't wash.
Man, we are the region nerd alert because Midwestern twang. But anyways, let's compare how the media was treating Robert Pattinson's like official announcement to Joaquin's official announcement. Yeah, he did get a flack as well because everyone gets flack being one of these characters. And most of the flack is just it being reincarnated for the umpteenth time anyways.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are accepting Joaquin Phoenix. And I feel like that's because he's a more renowned actor as well.
I think what happened for me was, like, I heard about it, and I was like, no way. Don't see it. Can't happen. And then the trailer came out, and it was, like, backed by the Guess Who song, and, like, they just had that little glimpse at the end with him with his makeup on, and I was like, I'm about this. Like, yeah, see, that's when it really clicked for me. Like, it flipped.
I love Joaquin Phoenix. I love him. And then The Joker came out, and I was like, all right, it's kind of – that's weird. That's a different thing. And then I saw, like – again, saw the trailer, and I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. This is going to be either cool or this is going to be terrible.
It's going to be –
Yeah, it's two spectrums. Like,
yeah, it's either going
to be awesome, one or the other.
Just because it's – I like how they showed him just slowly becoming the Joker.
One fear is going to be it's going to be a bad movie, and then that's my one fear for this movie.
Yeah, it's just going to
I will say, like, I feel like Joaquin is a little more seasoned, so if it were to be a bad movie, I don't think he would take on the role. Because he's not that hard up for money,
that's true.
You know?
Yeah, he wouldn't just,
as
like
opposed to, like, a Robert,
like,
Pattinson,
yes,
who this could be his retirement fund if he does this well, now he's doing the Batman movie. Like,
yeah,
I hope it's more than just a check for,
I mean,
granted,
we don't know.
They're both millionaires, but I'm just saying.
He could be, like, a huge Batman fan. He can open up his door, and he's, like, Batman everywhere. Like, you never know. Unless you know the guy, Jose.
Unless Joaquin really wants those
I can
lasers
call him.
For
him. You want me to call him for this interview?
Get him in.
Can he call him in?
But speaking of perfect roles, like, Heath Ledger was a fantastic Joker.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the time, it's almost impossible to find that, like, perfect Batman or perfect Joker, because there's so much iterations
of
in the comic books,
there's
or in
the
animated
comics.
Movie, like, there's so many, so it's hard to, like, pinpoint. So it's a good role to, like, make your own, as opposed to Deadpool, where I feel that was perfectly cast. No one else can do it. Same with Wolverine.
He's Ryan.
Ryan Reynolds was born for
Ryan
Deadpool.
Reynolds was born to be Deadpool.
Yep.
Sideburns guy, Hugh Jackman.
Sideburns guy.
Hugh Jackman was born to be freaking Wolverine. Like,
for real.
Yeah, like Heath Ledger was the perfect chaos Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Like
there's so many different, but Heath Ledger was
a great
Joker.
He was the perfect chaos Joker.
Like, I love Nicholson's just gangster Joker, though. Like, he was,
yeah, the camp Joker. Yeah,
he's like a really good camp Joker.
There's many.
You guys keep using camp, and I'm just like,
camp's not bad.
Camp's not bad, but, like, he is a little campy, but I always saw him more as, like, instead of the psychopathic Joker, like, he's still a little psycho, but he's more of, like,
the
New York gangster.
Side.
Like,
yeah,
I like Mark Hamill's Joker too. He really brings that, like, New York gangster in there.
Mm-hmm. That's
especially
the
why
gangster one is,
and that's why Harley Quinn is, like, a really prominent person in the animated series. Mm.
Plus,
too.
I just love Jack Nicholson's right hand man, Kyle.
Oh, is he the guy who puts the gun over the shoulder?
Yeah. that type
the ride
of
or die.
Oh, that's the most ride or die I've ever seen in film. Gets a gun pointed at him. His friend just points a gun over his shoulder right back at him. Go ahead, kill me. Well, he's going to kill you.
Dang, I want to watch all these movies now.
I know, right?
We all have such great history with these movies. But anyways, my final little note here, I guess. Wait, start things off. Hi, how are you? Okay, so I guess my last little note here is, I've already kind of started, but do you guys have, like, a good actor in mind to play these roles other than the ones that are coming out now? Like Keanu, we already talked about.
All my RAM space in my head is, like, taken up by comic book facts and not by actor names, so I can't really tell you.
Honestly, if they're going to pick out Robert... I hate to start doing this already because I try so hard not to be biased and not... Just wait to see his Batman.
Just
but
wait, yeah.
I'm already talking wise about it. But if they're going to pick Robert Pattinson, I have a lot of other ones. Like, Michael B. Jordan? Is that his name?
Michael B. Jordan, yeah.
Yeah. The guy who played Killmonger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like he would be a cool Batman. And that's another thing. They've all been white. White. Batman. That was hard to say.
White Batman.
Like, it'd be cool to see, like, a person of color be Batman.
Yeah.
Like,
Oscar Isaac.
Michael B. Jordan, I think, fits, like, every role in my eyes. Like, he's such, like, a good actor, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Super good looking. Like, he can play anything, and I'm probably going to watch it. Like,
and another thing. It's
the Keanu effect.
Oscar Isaac. That's also one. But also, I see him as Nathan Drake, so it's really hard for me to, like, see him other than Nathan Drake at the moment.
Oh, like, just the voice or just...
No, like, him, because...
Oh,
no,
the guy
Oscar
from
Isaac.
Serenity and stuff, or... Who
is it Oscar
about?
Isaac? Oscar. I know Oscar's his first name. He's from Star Wars, the new Star Wars.
Which one does he play?
Okay. He was Poe.
Poe.
Oh!
Poe!
Poe's cool.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see him as, like,
Bruce
Wayne.
Oh, he would be a cool Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, like, Bruce Wayne, like... You'd be a good Bruce Wayne.
I could see him busting out the bat card.
Yeah. You'd be
the
hair
slick.
I love the bat card.
Yeah. He'd be a good Bruce Wayne. and all that.
Oh,
like,
my
maybe
God,
like more
I love the Bat card.
Near like retirement Bruce Wayne. So like he's training like Dick Grayson so and Tim and all of them. But
he would be a cool Batman.
I want them to make like a Batman Beyond movie, like so bad.
I'm down for a Batman Beyond movie. Yeah.
I can see Poe being Batman Beyond really like that.
Yeah, he could be.
He has that intense side.
Yeah. Like I could see Pattinson doing like a Batman Beyond type Batman. Not like.
Wasn't like the Batman Beyond guy kind of.
Maybe we're
goofy
being
too?
Bamboozled and they were actually doing Batman Beyond.
It was all right. It was kind of goofy, but it had a lot of serious moments.
Like, it was serious and dark, but I just remember the Batman specifically. Like, he was kind of like a lighter Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny, because actually... Too,
yeah, Terry.
The,
Terry.
That's his name, Terry.
The, series, the series finale of Batman Beyond is actually in Justice League Unlimited.
What's Justice League Unlimited?
The best animated series for a superhero.
Justice League was the best one. Justice League Unlimited was its, like... Walmart brother. It was good.
Walmart brother. It's like that Lion King movie. It was like White Lion Man or something like that. Like, it was actually out before the Lion King, and a lot of people said like the Disney people ripped off this movie. Or it was actually like a mini series, but
yeah.
I digress. It definitely was Walmart-ish.
Walmart-ish. The series finale, like, it wasn't, they didn't officially call it the series finale, but it was the last episode of Batman Beyond, because it basically shines a light on like everything in the series. Like when I watched it, it blew my mind. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it blew my mind what they explained in there, because there's a lot of loose ends and they tied all of them up.
Hmm.
Vital information. Well, I guess not information, but vital question. Who's going to play Alfred next?
Ooh.
Who's playing Alfred?
They're not casted for that yet.
I was going to say, Christopher
he's
Nolan.
Vital.
Christopher Nolan's Alfred, that old guy, I forgot what his name is.
No, I know. I don't know him as an actor.
I got to look that
up. It's Michael something.
Keaton?
No.
Oh, that would
be really
awesome.
Good. Circle back.
Have like Keaton play the Alfred, dude. That would blow my mind.
I mean, since it's a younger Batman, maybe like a younger-ish Alfred, but not like super young.
Michael Caine,
like how they Michael did Caine. With Gotham, because Gotham they showed Alfred as being younger.
You think
like
he's too young there?
Like beating up people.
He is
stuff.
A little super young, like especially if you're comparing it to like Val Kilmer's Alfred, who was like hobbling the entire time.
Yeah.
Like he was old.
Yeah,
I know that Alfred is actually pretty awesome. Like he's a beast. Like he's a If I remember correctly, he's the only one that's allowed to carry a gun in Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's the only one allowed to carry a gun in Wayne Manor. He was also like a pilot for the military, wasn't he? He was a boxer. He's a beast.
He can fight, and it's ridiculous because in the comics he actually does fight things and all that, and he can take care of himself. I mean, he has to.
It was
part
really
of the
cool
Wayne
to see like Alfred like that in Gotham, like when he was just whooping people around. Like that was really cool to see him like protector Alfred instead of just like. Information, I'll tell you your clothes and I'll make your dinner, Alfred.
Yeah.
Like really
oh,
cool.
I made this dinner, you're not going to be home for eat it, Alfred.
I kind of
be
like,
angrily.
I guess I'll wash your linen, sir. I kind of like, who's the guy from like the Kingsman? And I think he played Austin Powers' father.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I don't know his name.
I'm pretty sure that was
his
Michael Caine.
Faja. I think that was Michael Caine. That was Michael Caine.
Really?
That was Michael Caine.
Oh my goodness. He'd play a perfect Alfred. Well, never mind. He's already done it.
We can come back, reprise the role.
Wait, so was he in...
What about Idris Elba as Batman?
I would love to... Now, he's a more mature Batman because he's older.
He's not my fan cast for Batman. He's my fan cast for Jon Stewart Green Lantern. So that's
I could totally
issue.
See him.
Yeah, I can see that.
He is.
That's my issue. Like,
yeah,
I agree with Heather. That
issues.
Is totally Green Lantern. Oh, they should
do that. Did you ask
that.
Who that was?
I still don't know who that is.
The Bifrost guy from Thor?
Yeah, Heimdall.
He hasn't seen any.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, forgot.
We're talking to this Pee-wee over here.
Pee-wee, man. What's his name?
Idris Elba.
Speaking of Alba, what happened to Jessica Alba?
Oh, yeah, that dude's solid.
That's what I'm saying. Like he...
Jon Stewart. That's what I see him. That's my fan cast.
But anyway, speaking of things we'd like to see, Heather, since you're the DC person, Who would you like to see be reprised as a live action role that has not already been?
Can I just say that I want a different Flash?
You don't like the Flash?
I don't like the Flash currently. At least not in the movie-wise.
Is the series and the movie Flash the same guy?
Or? Different guys.
Oh, they're different?
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
For real. I'd be, like, mad if I was the TV Flash for all them years, and they're like, we're making a movie.
It makes, to be fair, it makes perfect sense from a Flash perspective, because there's, on each different Earth, there's a different Flash. So that's totally canon. Like, he can, there's be two different Barrys.
Don't confuse
different
people.
Different Earth?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Don't.
Anyways, so, please, hey.
There are parallel universes.
Jose, can we have a whole comic book one where you only focus on comic books?
You broke it.
Yeah, I've only read like a few comic books.
Oh, boy. I can tell you a whole bunch.
You'd be running that show.
I would be. It'd be you guys asking me questions, and you and I'll answer them.
You broke her.
But I didn't. You didn't break me. I broke him.
I'll definitely talk about some Marvel comics.
But... I guess I want to see Green Lantern again. Like, I, for one, I'm tired of Batman. I like Batman, for sure. I know it's DC's bread and butter. I'm tired of Batman. I want something different. I'm
tired of Batman at least for 10 years. And he's had a 10-year hiatus from a Batman.
I'm tired of him in comic books.
Yeah, we got a good span from Batman and Robin to Christopher Nolan. Like, that was close to a decade.
Yeah, I can use another
not a decade.
Decade break. Like, expand more. Like, sure, it's really great you're doing Shazam, which was a really good movie, and, like, Aquaman and all that.
Yeah, it was 8 years between Batman and Robin and Batman Begins, so that's a good
amount of time. to forget and have plenty of drinking games for Batman and Robin.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's the best one.
Future.
Yeah. Like, I just want more of other things. And I know, like, they're trying, but they're going really slow. They're delaying things. They're changing things up. And meanwhile, Marvel's putting out, like, 2 movies a year. It's like, and they're trying different things, movies. Like Eternals. Like, who outside of comic books knows who the Eternals are?
Not a lot.
Yeah, see? Exactly. I mean, Mike does. But that's 2 of us in a room of 4.
I know who the Eternals are.
You guys didn't know who the Guardians of the Galaxy were before that movie came out. I didn't know.
I didn't know who Guardians of the Galaxy was when it came out.
I want DC to embrace that weird side and go more variety.
They honestly do.
Yeah.
I think they tried that with Suicide Squad, and I'm afraid that's going to deter them from trying anything else.
Yeah, they butchered that. Like, they absolutely butchered Suicide Squad.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just hope it doesn't deter them from
that
making it.
That still had,
good.
Like, a heavy, like, Batman-type thing, though, because wasn't it a lot of, like, Batman villains?
It's all that
was
just Joker and
Harley Quinn, but those are actually on the Suicide Squad in the comic books. Like,
because
Killer
Suicide
Croc,
Squad is like
Croc.
Captain Boomerang was Flash's.
I heard Will Smith did a really good job.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
What is the genie?
Boom!
I'm just kidding.
That was so fast.
No, it's what's his name? Deadshot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deadshot. I thought Deadshot was also a Batman villain. Or am I wrong?
He is.
Oh.
Well, Suicide Squad's full of villains.
You could be villains from any.
Yeah, they're conscripted
Superman probably
villains
fights
by
someone,
Amanda Waller to be a squad of people that nobody cares about to go do dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. And if they die, they die.
I will say I did not like the Harley Quinn. I'd never seen the movie, but as soon as I seen her, I'm like, she doesn't look like Harley Quinn.
I have a lot of strong opinions that I'm not going to state right here about
also
that.
Also didn't like Jared Leto.
Not all good.
Here's a fun fact about that movie. There's a trailer out there that was cut differently to like different music. It was very dark. And then that trailer sucked. And like nobody liked it. Got downvotes. Social media like tore it apart. Another trailer came out that was the one that we know that's like cut to like very like hype music. It's very like colorful.
Bohemian Rhapsody, wasn't it?
The Bohemian Rhapsody one. Because the social media and all that, the public liked that one so much, they fired the original people who were going to cut the film and edit it and put the people who cut the trailer onto cutting the film. And that's why it's very cut to, like, music. And also Deadshot introduces himself twice.
I'm Deadshot. This summer.
So there's I have lots of flaws with.
I have a lot of strong feelings about Suicide Squad.
That's another podcast.
I love the idea Jared Leto had with that Joker, bringing that gangster back, but like sort of like a spin for the New Ages or whatever. But I mean, I didn't see the movie, but I can respect the idea that he had for
Jose,
it.
You'll see that movie and you'll regret every word you just said.
I was going to say, the idea... Boy,
that sounds cool as heck. Well, the idea, reprising the gangsterness of like
the idea is solid, but it was poorly executed.
Yes.
Very well, obviously, I'm saying the idea, guys. Jesus.
Again, writing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just have a lot of strong feelings about that movie.
Yeah.
I need to see that movie. To see if it's
better get
a whole lot
to drink
of helicopter
with.
Crashes are survived in that movie.
Oh, jeez.
You better get a lot of drinking in while you're watching that movie.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen the.
Well, it looks like you guys
have you haven't seen
the
it
cut
either.
Up synopsis of
you guys have like a wonderful movie, bad movie date to watch.
But
I love watching bad movies.
It's going to be 2 hours of me just being infuriated.
Yeah, same.
But was Will Smith like.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good.
How is
it's
he?
Will Smith. Like, yeah. He's...
I know, but like, how can he be good in that bad of a movie?
Sometimes it's just like a game of Overwatch. Even if you have one good player carrying the team, the team just fails.
I heard he was real upset at Jared Leto like the entire time while filming and stuff because he was like doing weird jokery things like outside of the film.
It's one thing to get into your character, but I don't know. I feel like.
He was trying to be
Heath trying Ledger. Too much.
He was trying to be Heath Ledger.
And no one can do that.
Like. Yeah. Because Heath Ledger, to prepare for his role for Joker, he would lock himself into his hotel room for weeks. He wouldn't leave. Like, he would tell, like, when he got food, he would not interact with people at all. Like, he made sure to not interact with people to get in the mindset of somebody who is crazy.
See, and I think that's method acting more so than, like, messing with the people on your set. Like,
yeah.
Not everyone's involved with your process, your Nicolas Cage process.
Yeah,
your nouveau semantics.
Get
that stuff out of here.
Nouveau semantics. Oh my god. Well, I think with that, I'm gonna wrap it up. Any final thoughts, guys?
About you too.
I love camp when it comes to my movies. I love when, especially comic book movies. I love campiness.
I think Jack Nicholson was King Camp, right?
He was
I'm
camp.
Just kidding.
He was
camp.
His
face was just like complete wince.
the animated Joker will forever be my favorite. Period. Yeah. End of story. Love him.
He's up there too. With
I love the.
He's
I
definitely.
Love,
up
I love
there.
The ridiculous weapons, and I hate the Suicide Squad movie so much.
See, before we leave, I love the Suicide Squad comic books. I don't know, Heather. Have you read the? Suicide Squad.
Honestly, I don't want to read them because I don't want to be more angry.
I like the comic books. I'm just going to say that. I need to watch this movie. Skyler?
With the new Batmans, I want to see Gotham, like how it was back in like the Burton and Schumacher like era.
Please
with all of the statues and the gargoyles and like everything big and bold
the
and crazy.
The absurdity of the city.
Like, keep everything like in reality as far as like the story goes. Like, don't be like, oh, in this episode, Batman goes to another dimension. Like, obviously Batman really doesn't do that type of stuff, but like, give me the crazy Gotham with like...
Like, if you can make...
The Penguin and...
yeah. If you can make Asgard look real, you can make... The Schumacher, Burton, Gotham look real.
We
those
have
even look pretty
technology.
Real. Like I, they looked a lot better in my opinion than like all of the
matte
paintings.
The set design, the set design were like real life portraits. Like they were bursting with color, but it still looked livable in real life city.
Yeah, really livable. Just like with like statues of roads, like
just imagine
all over the city, like these
imagine
gigantic
what a nightmare
statues.
Living in the Schumacher Gotham would be though. Like, just imagine traffic getting around.
Oh, I wouldn't own a car in Gotham, period.
Just everyone having the cartoon terrible teeth and the slums and stuff.
I would instantly join one of the blacklight gangs just so I could wear just blacklight colors everywhere.
And
I
hang
go.
Out in alleys with neon on.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be my dream.
That and, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, club scenes, like...
I would...
Are like their layers.
The
like,
Foot
I love
Clan?
The Foot Clan, yeah.
I would instantly move to Gotham and go, all right, time to start a new life. Where's those neon gangs?
I swear.
I would start a neon gang.
When I saw
wear
the
neon.
Foot Stronghold in the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a kid, I was like, that looks like the coolest place like the, any child
that's
could
why
go.
I love going to city bars like the Emporium and stuff. Like, oh, so fun, so fun. But I guess that wraps things up. Thank you all for joining me today. This is Region Nerd Alert. Thank you to my guests again joining me today. And tonight, if you missed anything, you can now listen to this podcast on Lakeshore Public Radio website. Just click on the Shows tab, click Shows A to Z, then look up Region Nerd Alert. I am Joey Rodriguez, a.k.a. Region Nerd, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.